Town board meeting for the Town of Lackawanna will order on Monday, November 14th at 3:45. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none, we'll go right to number seven, discussion possible action, 2023 United County Ambulance Service Contract. At our last meeting, we brought this up. We didn't have all the information. Gloria had requested that we have Greg Harold here with us to give us his report and thoughts.
Okay, the results of the inquiry were that we got some of the information, but not all. One of the things that we asked for, both Deputy Clerk did earlier and I did in my letter, was I wanted to see a copy of this contract between United County and the Spires. And the Captain of Emergency Services, Jacob Simpkins, sent an email response just saying he removed Attachment F from the ambulance agreement. But he says, "The ambulance service contract between the county and the Spires is now a fixed number and you can request a copy of that contract when it is finalized." So I called, when I got back, I was out of town, I got back, I called, left a message. And, you know, a couple of messages, one for Grady Hartman and one for Jacob Simpkins. And they got the message. In fact, I talked to Grady this morning and he was gonna try and get it to me. I told him that I had a 3:30 meeting here and I did not get it via email by the time I left. So I still don't have it. Clearly, you know, the board needs to see that and be aware of that. Another thing that I questioned in the previous contract was all this stuff about town to pay share of da-da-da-da-da. Well, he said, "Since it is now a fixed number, the costs are included in the $178,224. That is in the LDF ambulance agreement." I'm not sure I understood what that meant. And he is hunting in Michigan this week, so I was not able to talk to him about this. I left messages, but I didn't talk. So.
With Grady or with Jacob?
Jacob.
Okay.
Grady told me Jacob was up there. So this leads into, they're saying that Flambeau's share of $178,000 equals 6.1% of the total cost, which, you know, I can accept that at face value, but then I wanna see, how did you determine the 6.1%? And that's what I asked for. And Grady started telling me, but I said, "Just give me the documents so that I can compare them." And he also said he would send that, but that was coming with the agreement. I didn't get that either. So I'm sorry, I don't have. But the one thing that he did say, which I wanna question, he told me, you know, that the entities that are involved in this include all of Oneida County, the Town of Harrison and Lincoln County, Town of Hiles in Forest County, Town of Parrish in Landglade County, the Town of Arborvitae, and the Town of Lackawanna in Biles County. So what I thought, the way they would do it was, I thought they would just take the equalized assessed valuation of all the towns in the agreement and spin it out. You know, whatever your equalized was, you pay that percentage share. And he started describing to me that he was doing it based upon the mill rate. He said, so Oneida County's got a mill rate of $26 per 100,000. Lac Flabbo has a mill rate of $12 per 100,000. And then he said, and then of course I would subtract. I subtracted from Lac Flabbo's what they had spent on ambulance in their budget each year. So I was confused by that, and I just said, well, just send me your computations, because it seems straightforward to me that it should just be, you know, that percentage.
The cost divided. Simple.
Yeah, exactly.
We have been paying by the run, right?
Correct.
Is that what we've been doing in the past? And this new figure, this $178,000, $224,000. Is more than three times our 8-year average.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of assessed valuation, that's true. But those people are not here. They're here for 2 weeks out of the year.
Well, and like you had pointed out at the last meeting, too, we have an ambulance service.
Yeah.
Which
the rest of them don't.
Yeah, they don't have it. They're paying for this as their full ambulance service. Where we have one, where we make our runs, this is basically a backup when we can. And we treat it the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Crazy, yeah.
And did you, is Susan computing what you paid last year in ambulance runs?
In 20?
Last year, I showed $55,245.42.
$55,000.
Yep.
That was for 2020. Yep, that's for 2021.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan.
Yep.
2020 or 2021?
2021. Actually, I've got 8 years on here. We can copy that and distribute it if you want.
So, you know, that's, I guess that's the big question is, well, first of all, having to have where they're coming up with their numbers, the computations for it. But then also, you know, what about some type of deduction also, because we have our own ambulance service. And well, what'd you have today, Mike? You had like four or six or something today, didn't you?
Today?
Yeah.
We had three, I think.
Three.
But yeah, why is it just not a simple pay by the call? You know, sometimes we're on a call and there's a second call and they gotta come and cover for us, so.
And you know, I can understand if there's an increase in their cost, then you redo the formula for an increase in cost, but
yeah,
a flat rate based on our equalized value where we have the service, it's not comparable.
That more than triples our 8-year average.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because if they cut, there's two different ones. If they're coming to cover because we can't get to that call, or are they coming because we need an intercept? So there's those two different calls.
Yep.
You know? I mean, in my opinion, it should just be per call. But.
And even if that rate goes up compared to last year, that, okay, I understand. The costs have gone up all over, you know, 10%, 12%, but.
Because right now, probably about $1,000 per call, I would guess. Somewhere in that area.
Greg, you got any?
That's, I mean, those, I think those are the pieces of information you'd have to have to find. I wasn't even aware of the gross, the significant amount of the increase at this
point. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's triple.
So.
And how does that work with the town? If the town ambulance goes, then they don't have to go.
Correct.
Unless they intercept, if there's a need for advanced life support.
Yeah, if they need to give injections of some kind, if they're advanced life support, then the intercept goes and needs
but I think, isn't that, that I think was always under a mutual aid type of thing, I mean.
Because, yeah, because we cover for Med Five sometimes in Minocqua, Woodruff, Arvada. Med Four and Med Five are both busy on calls, and a call comes up, we cover for them, so.
And here's, now, here's the month of February this year, and in that month, there was one intercept.
Yeah.
And then there were three intercepts in March. There's not that many, really.
No, there really isn't that many.
There's not a lot of intercepts, but.
If they do it on this proportion basis, the towns involved, they should give some credit to, because Black Fund is the only one that has their own service.
Correct.
Either that, or we should give up our ambulance service and let them do everything. I don't think our ambulance people want to do that. They have some pride in what they do.
Well, I think they definitely have pride in what they do. I guess I kind of prefer too to have our own local people, if somebody calls, that somebody showing up that they recognize or know too.
Yep.
It's a big part of it.
Yep.
What I'll do is, I expect to get this soon, and when I do, I'll just send you a descriptive letter describing exactly how they computed it, and then you'll, of course, all get the contract, so you can look at that. And the other thing that I questioned was the requirement, they said it had to be paid in full in January. And I didn't know if, you know, if the contract between the county and the Aspirus required the county to pay Aspirus in full in January, or if it was spread out. So that was just a question about the payment.
Hospital's sitting on apparently around $4+ million of the county's money that they stick in the bank, and yeah, interest rates aren't high, but it sure helps.
Right, right. I mean, it is sort of like a pay per, well, truly is a pay per service, so usually when you do that, you do it on a monthly basis or something like that, yeah. So,
well, should
that's,
we,
that's all I can
I guess, should we wait until we get the remainder of the information that he's talking about, and
I mean, you can get the information, but are you gonna settle for $178,000 when we're paying average 55? I'm not.
Well, and that's,
I won't until you show me.
That's exactly the question.
And that, I guess that's what he's saying, is show me the numbers that you get to that, and then, you know.
You know, because.
Something beyond, we'd like to have that much. I think that's, I mean, it's wishful thinking on.
Right.
This is Kingsbury.
Well, in other words, should I inquire of him as to whether it would be possible to continue in the fashion you've done it in the past?
Definitely.
Yeah.
On a call, per call.
Yeah.
And it might be.
Say, you know, maybe 60 grand based on the last 8 years' average.
Yeah.
And that will minimally 60 grand.
That would allow an increase over the average.
Right, over the average. You know, and if it goes beyond per call over the 60 grand, then we pay that. But I don't know if, quite honestly, I hope we don't have 178,000 worth of calls.
No, I don't think so.
Especially when we have our own ambulance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jim, you got a question?
Do we bill for fire?
Yes.
So I can see using equalized value for fire billing, because the billing's here year-round. To Bob's point, for ambulance, people aren't here, but maybe 2 months a year. And why they're sticking us with such a number based on the property that's nobody's there, and that's what the ambulance is for, is the people that aren't here. That should be a point that should be brought up, I think, Greg.
Brian may be the only one here who understands this, but I think this is a Bohica issue.
Yeah.
It's a military acronym that I will not explain.
I heard my dad use it a few times.
Okay.
All All right, well, I guess there's really no action to take except for the fact that, you know, continue to get the information, and then once you have it, you can forward it on to us, and I'll schedule another meeting.
If I'm understanding Gloria's suggestion, it would be maybe to offer to say they might consider like a lump sum of 60, and then if the number of calls on behalf of the county exceed what they were last year, then you would pay so much per call to the extent they exceeded that? What, how much did they pay per call last year?
It's actually a very complex.
It's a real complicated.
Yeah. There's like four things they do. They take the equalized value of the town and add the equalized value of the county, so you get a combined equalized value. Then you take that, then you take the equalized value of the town again, divided by the combined to get a percentage. So what our percentage of the combined equalized value is.
Per call.
You take their annual budget that they give us, and then you multiply that by the, our percentage of equalized value to get the town cost. Then you take that multiplied by the percent of calls that they did to get our contract cost.
Okay, so if you had 50 calls last year, would you have 50 separate computations using that formula that would all be different?
No.
No.
You take every month they send in the number of runs they did in Lac du Flambeau and divide them out about what kind of calls they were. And then that's how they get their cumulative to know. Like in 2020, they had 98 responses. We had 271. So that means they covered 26.56%.
Okay, so there's 98 calls in 2020?
Yeah. Look at this.
That they made.
That, yeah, that they made. Okay, so and you paid $58,452.
Correct.
Okay, and how many calls were there in 2021?
124,
so we had five.
They did 124, we did 411. So our percentage was 23.18.
So in 2021, the county did 124 calls and charged 55 cents.
55, 245, 42. Yep.
And in 2020, they did 98 calls and charged 58,000, which is 3,000 more than the year they did 30 more calls.
Well, the equalized value of the town and of the county changed.
Yeah. See,
and their budget changed.
It depends on what their budget was and what the equalized values were.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get a little sense of how much it is per time so that applying Gloria's formula,
right,
you'd say.
So see, from 20 to 21, the equalized value changed. You know, theirs did. Their expenses changed. The bottom part, you know, obviously percentage of response, but when you're using that complex formula, these top three are what makes all the difference.
I guess my question would be, how is all that relevant, really?
Yeah.
I mean, does equalized valuation affect the cost of a Band-Aid? I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me.
With your own ambulance.
Yeah, with your own ambulance.
There's no deduction.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you're paying for people that aren't here.
Yep.
Well, they all,
well,
are.
And
they all,
and
probably,
they all,
are.
At least,
I mean,
in the end.
Know, there's lots of people,
yeah,
in,
right,
Oneida County that aren't here all year round either.
I think it's more prevalent here, though. This is,
yeah,
the summer home capital of Wisconsin.
Really take the total cost of your service and divide it by your number of runs, and that gives you a cost per run.
Would make more sense.
Hey, Greg, to your point about the numbers, 2020 there was only 369 total calls. 21 there was 535 calls. So I think it's a percentage of that that works into that. That's why the 20 was higher than 21, I believe.
Right, in 2020 they did 26.5% of our calls versus 23.
Right.
Erratic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you look at even just looking at the numbers, like the 2018 and 19 were double. Okay.
Well, let's do that then, get the rest of the information and get back to what we're doing. Yeah.
Right, before you go, could I get a copy of that information that I passed out?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have another.
I thought there were multiple.
Well, you can have it, this is what I used it this morning, but you, there's stuff on there that's extraneous, but you can have that.
Okay, but then I'll scan it and I'll look at it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought that was.
He's okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll.
Well, actually, can I get a copy of that from you afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna make a copy right now.
Actually, that was information that was put together by Mr. Sommerfeld. An excellent job on that.
We'll get the information that we still need, and then we'll call another meeting so we can discuss it. Something worked out here, so. All right, then I guess I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 4:05.
So.
Motion made, second, to adjourn.
Let me see that a second.
All right.
Well, just this.
Thank you for coming on the snowy, blustery Wednesday.